We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This Hour on the Score brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, the Joe O Show, Sports Radio 670, The Score. It was a windy day over at Clark and Addison, but they did play some baseball. Cubs are a-rollin'. Let's go through some of the sounds of the game. Moving to the bottom of the second frame, Jason Hayward reaching on an infield single. David Bote in a single to center field, so you got runners at first and second. Kyle Schwarber made it three straight singles. So you have the bases juice with Schwarber at third, Schwarber at first, Bote at second, Hayward at third. Kyle Hendricks bunted into a fielder's choice to the pitcher. Hayward thrown out at home. Descalso, he's been clutch this year, but he struck out swinging. So bases are still loaded. Two outs for Chris Bryant.
Runners lead at every station and the 0-1. Bryant hits a high pop fly. Shallow center, backpedaling as Flores, coming in as Marte, and that ball falls in. Two-run score. Cubs get a break. Cubs lead 2-0.
Wind-assisted pair of runs for the Cubs. They take a 2-0 lead. And let's go to the bottom of the fourth frame. Descalso gets aboard, drawing a walk. Chris Bryant grounded out to first base. Descalso moves on to second. Then Anthony Rizzo came to the dish.
Rizzo lines one to left field down the line, slicing. That ball is going to be a fair ball. A run will score. The ball bounces off the sidewall. Rizzo around second. He's thinking three. Here comes the throw. Rizzo will slide. He's safe. It's an RBI triple. Anthony Rizzo. Cubs lead 3-0.
Cubs are cruising. Kyle Hendricks cruising on the bump. Let's go to the sixth inning. Chris Bryant led it off with a single. Anthony Rizzo was hit by a pitch, so runners at first and second. And Javi Baez grounded into a fielder's choice over to shortstop. Rizzo was out at second. Chris Bryant just 90 feet away from scoring. Take a listen to this.
Here's a wild pitch. Bryant heads home to score. Racing around second, going to third. Baez, the throw to third base, offline. Baez is safe at third. Bryant scores on the wild pitch, and Baez delights the crowd by going first to third on the wild pitch.
So it's now a 4-0 game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Wilson Contreras' turn.
The 2-1 to Contreras with the infield in. A little line drive, center field, base hit, another run is in. Cubs lead 5-0. Wilson Contreras delivers. It's his 13th RBI.
So 5-0, let's go all the way to the bottom of the ninth inning. Brad Brock in to start the frame. Peralta reached on an infield single, then Jones singled to center. Uh-oh, there's some trouble. Nobody out. Runners at first and second for the D-backs. Walker struck out looking, so now you get one out. Marte at the dish against Brad Brock.
Swinging a fly ball center field deep. Going back is the center fielder, Almora. It's over his head. This will drive in a run. One run is in. It's a long double, and the Diamondbacks have scored here in the ninth inning on a double to center by Ketel Marte.
That ended the 31-inning shutout streak for Cubs pitching. Unbelievable. What a run they've been on over the last week. Joe Maddon says, that's enough, Mr. Brock. Exit stage left. I'm going to Pedro Strop because they got a run on the board. Second and third, one out. Strop comes in. Ahmed grounds out, and Kelly finished up the game.
The 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. It's all over, and the Cubs win the ball game. They are back to 500 with their fourth consecutive win. They've won 6 out of 7 and 7 out of 9, and the Cubs are 9-9 as they make it 4 in a row. Great outing by Kyle Hendricks today.
Yeah, R-E-L-A-X. The Cubs go from a 1-6 start to now a 9-9 record. And what do you know? We're still in the month of April, so they'll have an opportunity to move above 500 after that rough start. And people were freaking out, DEFCON 5, all that stuff after just 1 week of Major League Baseball. October is March, October is March, October is April, but everything's calmed down. Why? Because of the starting pitching and also the relief pitching. Sometimes we forget about that. Over the last seven games, Cubs starters have a sub-1 ERA. Seven games, a 0.96 ERA, an 8.14 whip. In 46 and two-thirds, they've given up only five earned runs. And I mentioned a 9.6 ERA for the starters. Now, for all pitchers, a 1.29 ERA. Look at what the rotation is doing. Earlier, they're not going deep in games, and now they are. They're attacking the strike zone. Kyle Hendricks, seven scoreless today, 11 strikeouts and two walks in his 100 pitches. And the last two games, Hamels and Quintana, also seven shutout innings. So now three straight games, seven shutout innings. We'll see if Yu Darvish can make it four in a row tomorrow. Good pitching matchup. You get Yu Darvish against Zach Greinke over on the north side with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Maybe they can make it four because it's not going five. I'll tell you that much. Tyler Chatwood's scheduled to start coming up on Sunday. So if you want to check in on the Cubs or Tim Anderson, phone lines are open. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. You're not worried about the offense at all, even though they're not scoring as much as they were to start the season, but that didn't matter because of what the pitching is doing. And again, I always like to bring this up, but don't talk about the bullpen only when things go badly. If we're going to talk about the rotation, let's talk about the pen. They had a heck of a stretch here. They've had two really long stretches. They didn't give up any earned runs now. So they deserve credit. Everything's fine over on the north side. It is. 312-644-6767. And there are a bunch of interesting things, a bunch, going on surrounding the Cubs. And we'll get to Peter Gammons and what he had to say coming up today. And also Buster Olney with an unbelievable trade rumor. Unbelievable. But let's go to Joe Maddon. He met with the media just like he does after every single game following the Cubs' 5-1 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. All right, we'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. But whether you want to check in on the Cubs or the Diamondbacks, phone lines open 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. This segment on the Score brought to you by International Champions Cup. Get ready for soccer's first tournament of the year on July 16th. Catch the International Champions Cup as AS Roma battles Chivas de Guadalajara right in their own backyard at SeatGeek Stadium. Get tickets at SeatGeek.com today. I credit you if you were one of those fans hanging out over at Clark and Addison. I credit you. It was cold and it was windy. And guilty, I did take a look. I did check to see what was going on with the direction of that wind. Because if it was blowing out, I was going to make sure to play that over. But it was blowing in. I was like, boy. Hendricks had to have a ton of confidence out there. He's had these rough starts, especially in the first inning of late. He's given up the long ball. But when the wind is howling in from left field, you're able to attack. And once again, the Cubs pitchers were attacking the strike zone like they've been doing for the last week or so. All pitchers, a 1.29 ERA over their last seven games. And now they've won 6 of 7, winning 4 in a row. Is it easier because of the competition of late? Yes, of course it is a little bit. But all teams in this division are going to play the exact same schedule. So you've got to eat. Because if it was one game that they end up losing down in Miami, then people are freaking out. Well, what's wrong with them? So you give them credit, and especially give credit to the rotation, because they're doing this with John Lester on the injured list. He is not available for you. He's your ace. He's the guy that you could depend on early in the season. And that was it. The first couple times with the rotation, all you could depend on was John Lester. I need to see more from Quintana. Are you truly going to get the Quintana that was pitching on the south side for all those years? The reason you were willing to give up Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease because of that team-friendly contract. I need to see more. Because he was crushed against Milwaukee. He's had two nice outings. I'm not saying I need seven scoreless every single time. But at least give me a quality start, at the very least. Now, Cole Hamels, we saw this a year ago when he came over from Texas. Again, you can't expect this standard, but how long can he keep this rolling? Far Northwest Side, Joe, you're on 670 The Score.
How you doing, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
Okay, congratulations on your new time slot. Looking forward to hearing a lot of great sports talk. But, you know, I was at the game today at Wrigley Field, and I'll tell you something. A day like this, Joe, and you're sitting on the upper deck between home plate and the first base side, you had better bundle.
Woo!
Let me tell you, but I loved every bit of it. But you know what? I was Hendricks today. You kind of knew after the first inning. He had great, pitching mechanics, great follow-through, release point. Everything was working good for him. This is kind of like, the way I like to put it, 2016 form. You know, and like you said earlier, our starters need to get deep into these games. You keep using up the bullpen, you ain't going to have no bulls left in the pen by the All-Star break. But Lester, hopefully he can come back off the DL as quick as possible. Chatwood, there's a lot of question marks, but then you never know. Maybe something will tick where this guy's you're going to be able to get five or six out of him. I know it's a long shot, but you know what? That's what we have to pray for, you know, this guy gets deep. And, you know, I'll get back in this Tim Anderson situation a little bit, you know. I may be old school, but you know what? Renteria and some of his hitting coaches got to tell this guy, you got a lot of great talent, you're off to a phenomenal start, but this is what bothers me because I'm old school. You hit the ball and run. Let the ball do all the talking. You know, don't stand there, do a juggling act and a rock and roll dance, and that's how I feel towards it. Maybe people disagree, but that's just fine. But I believe these young players got to take a page, because a Cub fan that I am, out of Ryan Sandberg's Hall of Fame novel, let your bat, let your glove, let your cleats, let your instinct, Joe, do all the work. Renteria needs to have a talk with this guy. If I was the manager of the Sox and he did that, I'd say, listen, now there's going to be retaliation. Something's going to come out of this, and something did come out of it. Maybe Joe West was a little bit too harsh by throwing him out of the game, but you know what? You have to accept that he's the umpire. The umpires carry a lot of clout, you know, with the MLB and the Umpires Association, but that's my opinion, Joe. You know, hit the ball, run. Don't be afraid to get your uniform dirty. Don't be afraid to trip. Do what you got to do. The ball went over the wall anyways. You got a home run. You got credit for a couple of runs on the board. But that's how I feel regarding that, and I hope they do have a talk with him because I wouldn't allow him to do that again, Joe.
I wonder what the team is saying. Rick Renteria publicly has said, we want Timmy to be Timmy. So that's the best Tim Anderson they're going to find when he's showing emotion and showing his passion for the game. As far as Chatwood, you're right. You're just asking for five or six. And, of course, they maneuvered this to the best of their ability. So you have Chatwood going on Sunday before a day off. So if he does end up killing the bullpen, at least you get a day of rest before the LA Dodgers come rolling into town for three games here. That's all you're looking for. Give me five or give me six. They were lucky last Sunday. That Angels game was called due to the weather. All right, we didn't have to deal with that one Chatwood game. But we're not, it doesn't, they'll say that Lester's looking great. He's looking great. He's coming along. We're going to take our time, though. You haven't heard any sort of a timeline on what's going on with Lester unless I missed it. They're doing the right thing. So now they're winning. They're not going to rush that. So no matter how many times they're saying October is March and October is April, they know it's about the next 6 months. South Bend, Indiana. Dan, you're on The Score with Joe Ostrowski.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, Dan?
I just heard what you said about Chatwood, and okay, I agree with the next day off. That does make sense, but I still would have rather him start in Miami. He walked two people in the first two innings. His confidence. He's going to get booed out of the building. He walks two people in two innings. Hendricks does that. That's not the end of the world. Chatwood does that at Wrigley this weekend. The whole place is going to go crazy and boo him out, and it's just going to mess with his head. He should have started in Miami. You would have got Darvish another day off.
And you had
like
the,
another day,
you
another
had Thursday,
day back.
And they were off on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I could understand that. So they come all the way back. They win 6 of 7. And maybe it's going to be 7 of 8 when we get to Sunday. And Dan is saying, if Chatwood walks 2 people in the first inning, he's getting booed. He's probably right. But maybe some of the boos will be for Theo in that instance. Zach in Rockford, you're on the Score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
You know, I'm a big Cub fan, but I want to talk about Tim Anderson and the White Sox thing. Why is it that throughout, you know, the last 10, 15 years of baseball, that you can have high-energy pitchers, Jabba Chamberlain, Big Z, Roger Clemens, Sergio Romo, like all of the guys that freak out when they get a strikeout, but when somebody does the hardest thing that you can do in baseball, hit a 425-foot home run off of these awesome pitchers, they can't celebrate. I just don't understand it.
I'd love to know. It's such a double standard. How many times do we see, especially in a big spot, pitchers with the primal screams running off the mound to end an inning? But you can't do anything. Why? Because you don't have the weapon. The pitchers have the weapon. They have the baseball. You're right. You're right, Zach. Absolutely right. Dead on. 312-644-6767. All right. I've teased this Cubs trade rumor that's been out there. A bunch of people hit me up on social media. What's this trade rumor that you're talking about? Well, you'll hear about it next. Monster trade rumor. Cubs acquire top 3 player in baseball trade rumor. You don't want to miss it. The Joe O Show on Sports Radio 670, The Score. The Joe O Show on The Score. People guessing in the text line. Better not be Jose Altuve. It's not Altuve. Crazy Cubs rumor. It's out there. Some big wigs in baseball talking about it. All right. This clip's a minute 25 from the Baseball Tonight podcast. Buster Olney and Carl Ravage talking about the Cubs possibly landing one of the best players in baseball.
I tell you what, that would make some headlines in the middle of the summertime if we learned that the Red Sox are calling other teams and saying, make us your best offer from Mookie Betts.
But just imagine what they'd have to get back.
Wow.
But imagine what they'd have to get back that would have to satisfy not only the front office, but the fan base would have to look around, because this is not a rebuild mode. You don't trade Mookie to rebuild. You trade him because you can't afford him, but you trade him with the idea that in 2020, we're competing to win a World Series title. Look around Major League Baseball. Other teams have traded away good players, and you said they're dead. And are they dead? Hardly. Some of them are playing the best baseball they've ever played.
Yeah, I would agree on that. You know, when we talked before the show, Carl, about who might trade for J.D. Martinez, the Dodgers came to mind. Robert Van Scoyak, of course, their hitting coach, is J.D.'s guy. But when you talked about Mookie, and it began to sort of muse in my head, who would make the most sense? Of course, we know that they would never trade him to the Yankees.
Right.
We know the list is very short for teams that would actually have the prospects to get him. You know who kind of came to mind? The Chicago Cubs. Because their window is getting closer to finishing. You get the feeling there's a restlessness in that organization to sort of turn over some of the position player group there to build the sense of urgency. I don't know. That's an intriguing idea.
Whoa. When I heard that stopped me in my tracks. Mookie Betts, arguably the second best player in all of baseball, to the Cubs? We're in April? Are the Red Sox giving up? I don't know. You're laughing. You're saying this is ridiculous. You're right. Let's talk this out. Okay, the Red Sox are where in the standings right now? 6-13. Last place in the AL East. They're 8 games back. They have a run differential of -42, worst in the American League. Second worst in all of baseball, only behind the Miami Marlins. -49 run differential. can't do anything right now. What about the players? What are they saying? David Price said this to the Boston Globe. If we don't start playing better, J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts, maybe myself, we could get traded. We're what, 30th in minor league systems? We're dead last. We don't play better? Mookie Betts will be traded. J.D. Martinez will be traded. It'll be tough here for a while. David Price said that. He's naming his teammates. He's going to get traded if we don't turn things around. They're the Red Sox. How much they spend? How many times do they get to sell? Because they have so much talent over there. Are they going to turn it around with a run differential of negative 42, by far the worst in the American League? The Orioles are in their division. The Orioles' run differential is minus 35. The Orioles have a better record. I know, they didn't hit the 20-game mark yet, but they're already 8 games back. Is it that crazy? Mookie Betts, under control for 2 years. This year, next year, and that's it. And while other younger players around the game are getting locked up for team-friendly contracts, he says, no. I'm going to free agency. I'm going to walk right to free agency. That's what I'm going to do. They decided to pay Chris Sale a boatload of money. Still paying David Price for 4 years. Bogaerts was going to be a free agent. They said, You're signing here for 7. J.D. Martinez, still under contract 4 more years. Do the Red Sox know that they won't be able to bring back Mookie Betts with the amount of dollars they already have committed? And Buster Olney's right about the Cubs window. It's now. John Lester, 35 years old. Cole Hamels, 35 years old. How much longer are you going to get those guys at peak form? Really, Cole Hamels is a better pitcher right now. And is he going to fade at the end of the season? I don't know. We haven't seen him for an entire year on the north side. Is it that crazy? What would they want? So David Price mentioned the poor system for the Red Sox. Obviously, the Cubs don't have anything in the system, but they have young, controllable players to deal. Are you willing to sell high on Wilson Contreras in a bounce-back season? Get him for 4 years. That's two. Do you consider Javi Baez? 3 years of Baez left. Chris Bryant. This is fantasy stuff now. Chris Bryant, 3 years. Did you get another year of Bryant? One more than Betts. Kyle Hendricks, just signed that extension. Saw what he could do. Is he an ace in the American League? Of course not. But he could slide in as a 2 or a 3 behind Chris Sale and company. Be pretty good for a long period of time. Remember who drafted Mookie Betts in the 5th round? Theo. Theo and Jed. I think Jed was still there. It was before he went to San Diego. Is that insane? Okay, so Mookie Betts for 2 years. Is there anybody that's untouchable? Mookie Betts 2 years on the Cubs. Anybody? Herb Lawrence, other side of the glass. Is there anybody on the Cubs that's untouchable? Or even any two players that's untouchable?
No.
Nobody.
If it's Mookie Betts we're discussing?
It's for 2 years.
I'm good. Give me Mookie Betts, and anybody on this team can leave.
I wonder if the Red Sox think they can bring him back. Chris Dickens, anybody untouchable on the Cubs for the Mookie Betts conversation?
No, I want to say Javi, but no. I don't think I want to say Javi, but no. I don't think so.
And he's the best player in the Cubs right now.
And you bring up, you know, Chris Bryant. And don't forget, Buster only had a little hot take last year about Chris Bryant and the Cubs trading him.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's just kind of everything kind of coming together now. Like, I know it's a little bit of connecting the dots.
I mean, this is out there, but yeah. This is that. Wow.
That would be unbelievable. Now, I don't believe that the Red Sox would be willing to say in April that we're out on 2019. It's just not going to happen. You'd have to wait a little bit. But once you start thinking about it, and then you have the – I know this wouldn't go into it. Chris Bryant, his family, the connections with the Red Sox. I mean, maybe they think he's going to turn things around, goes to Boston, there for 3 years. Red Sox might know he's not coming back. What do you think? Is there anybody that you're not moving? How about two players? Because this needs to be a deal with the Major League roster. You're trading Mookie Betts, you're going to raid someone's farm system, or you get a bunch of quality players under control for a long period of time. I'm trying to think. So is a Bryant and well, Bryant and Baez, right? Is that the...
That's your top two?
That's your top two. Is that too much for 2 years? 3 years for each of those guys. Is that too much?
I mean, I know Brian had an off year, but you add up Javi's and his war. I don't think
it's too much.
I don't think it adds up to Mookie Betts' 10
no.
last year.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, going into David Price's comments of them trading everybody, yeah. I think you'd have to throw a pitcher in rather than two position players.
So, I mean, Hendricks is it.
I think it's Hendricks and either Baez or Bryant.
I mean, if I'm the Cubs, I'm enticing them to take Kyle Schwarber. Like,
oh,
hey,
please.
Hey, monster, short porch and right.
Yeah.
He's a DH. You get a lot of mileage out of this guy who we call Babe Effin' Roof.
And then I say, well, how come you don't play him against left-handed pitching? Yeah. That ain't happening.
Because Joe. That's what I'm from Theo. I'm like, because Joe's dumb. And I throw Joe under the bus.
Hey, Dave Dombrowski, come on. Come on. Want to talk to Joe Ostrowski, brethren? Let's get this deal done. 312-644-6767. Heard this today. Stop me in my tracks. Like, yeah, it's fantasy talk. That's great. That's insane. Never happened. Well, they know he's not coming back. They're already giving up on this season. Wild. The window's now for the Cubs. Carl in Des Plaines, you're on 670 The Score. Hey, Carl.
Hey.
It's on your mind. Yeah, it's you.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. So, quick thing, Tim Anderson versus Carl Schwarber. Look at the stats, look at the home runs, look at the slugging and the OPS.
Wait. Carl.
Okay,
Carl,
however,
Kyle
Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber goes over to the Boston.
What?
And add whatever it is. It's going to be the best DH coming to the American League in who knows how long.
Why are you talking about Tim Anderson, though? I don't understand where he comes in.
No, I'm just talking about that just to make the lateral comparison to the bat flip from before. Sorry about that. But Kyle Schwarber, perfect fit for them. David Ortiz, he doesn't face lefties over there. So that myth of pitching around him doesn't make any sense.
You better give me a lot more than Schwarber.
Oh, I didn't say that. I said as a starting point.
I know. I'm asking for what else? What else are you offering?
Well, one frontline player. But again, I think the leadoff guy that has the best on base here, and I know this is a fact. Cubs were third in leadoff guy OPS behind Mookie Betts and the guy from Colorado. It's natural. You want the table setter? That's the guy. Get him.
Does anybody know what Carl was saying?
Yeah, I don't. Like, he was much more cogent when I was talking to him.
Well, he was saying land Mookie Betts no matter what it takes and start with Schwarber, even though that's probably the last piece.
Yeah, like, that's the throw-in. That's not the start. That, like, that's the hang up the phone if you even talk about Kyle Schwarber before talking about Javi, before talking about Hendricks or Bryant.
I just opened up the text lines. Guys. They're not taking your garbage, okay? Mookie Betts, don't tell me anything about Ian Happ or Albert Almora.
You're looking at the 708 here?
Which one?
It's Rizzo, Schwarber, and Happ. Old trash and trash.
Yeah. They're not trading for Anthony Rizzo. Why? Because he played there at one time? Feel good story? No.
I mean, this is the thing that every single team, like, this is the time, like, if the Boston Red Sox are actually doing this, calling teams and saying, Mookie Betts is available, offer me something, the White Sox should be the first team calling the Red Sox back and offering whatever it takes. There is no untouchables.
There you go.
None. None.
This texter nailed it, this listener. 708, all these untouchables are the reason the Cubs don't have Christian Yelich. Bingo. Nobody saw that coming. Stop with the Schwarber and the Russell and the Hap, the people that you don't want here. You have to sell them. He's the best player in the trade. You have to bring more to the table. So the only deal that you can't do, right? It's Baez and Bryant, right? Yeah, for 2 years. I can't do 3 years of Baez and 3 years of Bryant. I can't. It's fun to talk about, though. They have spent so much money lately, Boston and the Cubs. So much bad money for both teams. You want to check in on this? Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Bottom of the hour on the Score, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats playoff hockey in Chicago. Catch your Central Division champion Chicago Wolves as they battle Grand Rapids in the second game of the first round tomorrow at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Tweet me at Joe0670. Again, text line 67011, 67011. And Peter Gammons was on the Mullion Haas show earlier this morning, made an interesting comment about skipper Joe Maddon. That's next. I'm Joe O on 670 The Score. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Bettenhausen Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Tinley Park. The spring sales event is held over at Bettenhausen in Tinley Park. Bettenhausen, the Midwest's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, has over 1,000 new Bettenhausen vehicles to choose from. Showroom open 24/7 at BettenhausenCDJR.com. Joe Ostrowski Show with you, Sports Radio 670 The Score. All right, Herb just lost his mind during the break. Lost his mind. As a Sox fan, he's wearing his Sox hat right now. He's thinking about the South Side, of course. We're talking about Mookie Betts, trade rumors. Could the Cubs actually be involved? How aggressive would Theo be? Herb says, what about the Sox? Thinking, what about the Sox? The start of year three with the rebuild? Kopech's out for the season? Okay. You want to get Mookie Betts over to 35th and Shields. Herb Lawrence, what are you giving up?
Eloy Jimenez. Man signed for a long-term deal, and I think you do a one-for-one. Yeah, it's only like a year, maybe a half for Mookie Betts, but that's a superstar. And maybe through his times here at, you know, U.S. Cellular,
and maybe not.
He's like, all right, they have a lot of money. They can sign me to this long-term extension that I'm wanting. And they have the exclusive rights to deal with him from this year on until the next year becomes a free agent. So in that time, you think about $400 million, whatever you want to give him. Whatever he wants to get, you offer him.
He's
that
not
deal.
Taking the money from the Red Sox.
Yeah, maybe
he says, I'm testing those free agent waters.
Because maybe the Red Sox are not getting to the number that he wants. The White Sox can get to that number.
You think they're playing the John Lester game again?
Yeah.
Lowballing?
Exactly. And so they probably don't want to pay a luxury tax, and they don't want to go. They already have these big-time contracts that they probably have to pay luxury tax if they go over with Mookie. The White Sox have no such problem.
Go ahead, Sox fan Chris Dickens.
What gives you the idea that they would actually offer him this money, though? That the White Sox would actually go out and offer him this money and not try to lowball him as well?
Rickon says, we have $250 sitting, and we're going to spend it. I don't know where they're going to spend it. So far, it's been Aloy. Just Aloy, right?
Yeah. It's just been Aloy, yeah.
So they still have a lot of money sitting there, and they've been banking over the last few years when they're spending nothing on the payroll.
And this is the thing. There's no more free agents available. This guy is available.
Right.
Did you see the
Nationals resume talks with Rendon?
Yeah.
Today?
So it's going to be cash. There's going to be no guys that you really want on your team in the free agent market available. So if a 10-11 win guy like Mookie Betts is on the trade block because the Boston Red Sox are bad and they are not coming correct with a contract offer, yeah, I love Eloy. maybe he'll be great one of these days. But if I get Mookie over him, the 2 years of Mookie probably trumps.
This is one of the years.
I'm saying
you're going to be bad.
Yeah, but if these 2 years, he'd give him 11 WAR and 11 WAR, like this, like his MVP season was last year. Let's just go average.
Then maybe they're 500
with like 7 2 WAR years.
Yeah.
Will you get 14 WAR out of Eloy Jimenez in the 7 years?
Do you care about the win total this year?
No, I don't.
So what does it matter?
Next year I care about. And maybe Mookie Betts signing a long-term deal next year with the White Sox. The possibility.
So you're willing to say goodbye to Eloy for 7-8 years for a possibility of Mookie Betts in just over a year and a half?
This is the trick bag they've put themselves in.
Yeah.
So what else?
I understand.
What other options do the White Sox have?
I'm not expecting them to be
guy.
Good until Betts is in. Until Betts is a free agent, though. That's the thing. Are you expect them to be that good next year?
But then they're competing against a lot of teams for Mookie Betts services, and I don't trust them in that regard.
Well, they're going to be doing that regardless.
Now they do a lot of signing before people hit the free agent market. If they can bring a deal to the table. Rick Hahn, that's his power. That's the thing that he does well. If you're going to applaud Rick Hahn on anything, is signing people before they hit RB years, before they hit free agency.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have a choice because that's how they have to operate over there.
Okay. And
otherwise, they wouldn't have anything.
And this is the way the White Sox need to operate. They need to do risky things. They need to do things that are not very very conditional, very conservative moves. They can't do that anymore. They got to go out and gamble and roll the dice.
I'm thinking, if you're Boston, are you willing to do that?
A one-for-one, that's tough if you're Boston. But you get the potential of a superstar in Eloy, and cost certainty is there. That's the hook for them. For the White Sox, it's maybe. It's a very far-fetched possibility that he signs with you.
I heard Brad Robinson, our friend, checks in on Twitter, asks if he can interest you in Jose Quintana.
Any day of the week.
For Eloy?
Oh, not for Eloy, no.
That's what we're talking
we'll
about.
Brian Flete. And Matt Rose, he can have him back. But you give me my man Q back anytime you guys want. Ungrateful Cub fans.
Eloy, that's ungrateful?
Yeah.
Seriously? How many times in the last couple of years has he given up 6-plus runs in a game?
The man's decent.
He's been horrible since he got here.
I don't know he's horrible. He's
oh
been
my
fine.
God. He's a fifth starter.
He's been fine.
They didn't trade for a fifth starter.
I was going to say, you guys just get salty because of what they traded away. He's been all
right. But that was part of it, the expectation.
He'll be good.
This
give
year.
My man back. Y'all don't want him, give my man back.
No, I want the guy they traded for.
All right,
I haven't seen that guy.
We'll take a guy who wins who gets no decision games back here. Yeah. Let's go.
We need some no decisions instead of getting blown out all the time.
Ooh, on Nova or in Santana. 312-644-6767. Herb Lawrence with the hot take. All right, we'll wait in the Peter Gammons till after the top of the hour. North Center, Michael, you're on the score.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I was thinking about it. What do you think about selling Contreras high? And then adding in, like you said, a two-guy in that rotation with Hendricks. And then also at the end of the deal, maybe sweeten it up with the DH with Schwarber.
What was the second guy you said, Contreras, Schwarber, and what?
Hendricks.
Hendricks, okay.
Throwing Hendricks in there as a two. So doing a three-guy trade instead of a two-guy trade.
Sure. I mentioned selling high in Contreras earlier, especially with 4 years of control and the Red Sox probably looking for a catcher. And people were all over me. Well, what about the Cubs? They don't have another catcher in the system. I understand. You can make more moves. You can add a catcher. Okay? What that would tell you what the Cubs really feel about Contreras. Is it just a hot start, or is it a complete bounce back to what we saw a couple of seasons ago? Hendricks would probably have to be in the deal. If you're going to make a move like that, if I'm the Red Sox, I have to get a starting pitcher under control. And he's the only young one that the Cubs have. So the idea of, and again, this is fantasy land. And I'm not saying Hendricks is untouchable. But are you a better team? You add Mookie Betts to your lineup in your outfield every single day. Arguably the second best player in baseball. And you remove Kyle Hendricks from the rotation. and now you got a bunch of old guys. How much better are you? You need so much more now from Darvish and Quintana every single time out. And you're going to put Montgomery into the rotation or Chatwood into the rotation? Or you make another move, move another asset? I don't even know if you have the assets in the minor leagues to add a starting pitcher. So are you that much better for 2 years? But Hendricks would be one part of it, at least. At least. Ricardo, Northside, you're on 670 The Score.
Yeah, hello. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Ricardo.
Got a suggestion. Hopefully you guys, you know, like my suggestion. Been thinking hard about it. I mean, obviously, I think you're going to have to throw in a couple outfielders, maybe just one, so that, you know, you can find a spot for Mookie Betts out there. So I'm thinking Schwarber, maybe half as a, not as the main piece, probably like a fifth or sixth, because I do believe the Red Sox are going to be looking for something that could help them now and in the future. And I believe the Cubs have two prospects that the Red Sox the Red Sox and Cubs, they both like to draft the same type of style of players.
Thank you, Ricardo. Appreciate it. But, okay, a guy that's not good enough to be on the major league roster in Hap, and Schwarber, a platoon outfielder, is where you're starting with me? They would laugh, and Dombrowski would just hang up immediately. Stop. I know you're looking out for the Cubs' best interests, and don't worry about fitting Mookie Betts in. You play him every day, and I don't care whose feelings are hurt on the team. It doesn't matter. Come on, Ricardo. Why would they do that?
Literally, the second I would hear, it would be click. Like, you wouldn't even have to finish Hap. I'd just be like, no, I'm done.
Fellow Sox fans on Twitter are so mad at Herb right now. Trade away.
They don't think forward like I do.
No, that's the problem. You don't have any foresight. You're looking at this year, which is a losing season, and next year. And then it's done. And then that's when you hope that the Sox are good.
Why is it a losing season, Joe?
This year?
Yeah. After we win this game today, we're going to be 8-11. And if we get Mookie Betts, that's 7 more wins.
Then?
Cleveland sucks.
What's the total at the end, though?
About 85.
With Betts?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
This league is terrible. This division's terrible.
What's so great about Cleveland?
Exactly, Joakim.
Oh, man. Tell it's a Friday on a holiday. 312-644-6767. Speaking of the Cubs, you're going to want to hear what Peter Gammons had to say about the skipper in his walk season this morning on The Score. I'm Joe Ostrowski. Don't go anywhere on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.